Hey there, everybody, and welcome to episode 5 of Soarin' into Disney. We are your hosts, Kevin.
And Amy.
And full disclosure, we thought we were going to have a guest today, but they took their sweet time getting home. So we'll discuss their trip with them on an upcoming future, or a future episode. But we looked at our little countdown calendar. We realized we're under 100 days. We're at how many?
97.
97 days until our trip in December. So, we've talked about dining reservations. We've talked about hotels. But what do you do for 97 days until you go? And you find stuff to do.
Yeah.
So I thought today we talk about what do you do on these long months, because it is months away until we go. You find little things to do with the kids and whatnot, so I thought we'd talk about that tonight.
Yeah, I try to find activities and things to do with the kids to kind of keep us excited. I do a lot of outfit planning.
Yeah, you're showing me outfits already. I'm like, I don't care.
You know, stuff like that. We have...
Well, before you get into it, I saw a box the other day. Big box. And I think you ordered some rhinestones.
That was a small envelope.
What was the big box then?
The big box was my watch band.
Oh, okay. So you ordered some rhinestones. And what are you...
They're crystals, please.
Okay, crystals.
Rhinestones sound so cheap.
Fair point. These are Swarovski's crystals, right?
Sure.
But what do you use them for?
To decorate magic bands.
Okay. So you decorate your magic band with Swarovski's crystals.
Yeah, you should post a picture of the one I made for May.
Yeah, I will give you some credit. You did do that in May, and you received a lot of compliments from cast members.
Yes.
Yes, we are those people that don't want to call them employees. So, yes, you did do this in May. It was red?
Pink.
Pink.
I have a pink one. I intend on making more for Olivia and I. Olivia already has a red magic band. And I have ordered a red magic band as part of this trip. When you stay on property, you get magic bands. They ship them to you like a month or within a month of your trip. So I won't get my red band until then. But in the meantime, I have a purple one from a previous trip that I'm going to do. And I'm going to do Olivia's red one. Oh, and I ordered my own blue one. I ordered a blue one because I wanted to make a blue one. So Olivia's red one, though, and my red one are going to somewhat match. They're going to be clear crystals, green crystals, and red crystals, except for her green and red are slightly different color than my green and red.
Like Christmas green and red?
Yeah. We're going to wear them to the holiday party. And I found these really cool decals on Etsy that look like Christmas candy type things that I thought would be really cool. They go right over the little Mickey silhouette on the magic band.
Okay, I think what the people want to know is why.
Oh, see, they look like mints.
Okay.
And I was going to get them for you in Camden, too.
Fair point. They are kind of cute.
Yeah. They're peppermints covering the Mickey.
And it is a Christmas. And I have plenty of green magic bands as it is. I don't need another green magic band.
Right.
Wait, did I order green this time again?
I think I might have convinced you to order red.
Oh. Well, either way, I
have to look.
I have enough plain ones. I guess a little decoration wouldn't hurt anybody. But again...
And Camden really wants some sort of decoration because he doesn't quite understand why Mommy and Olivia are putting crystals all over our magic bands.
I don't understand either. I don't understand either. So,
well, he wants them too.
Enlighten us. Why are you putting crystals on these things?
For fun. Because they're beautiful.
Seems like a weapon.
It's not. they're pretty, and it's fun, and it keeps us, you know, excited about the trip. We're girls. We like things that sparkle.
Yeah. No joke. I mean, to be fair, it is something I see you work very hard and diligently on. I do remember now the finished product. Even though I don't get it, you did get a lot of props at the parks about it. So it's a nice little thing to keep you busy.
I'll give you the band to take a picture of. You should attach it to the show notes.
Agree to disagree. So, you know, something else that you'd like to do or sitting around waiting, just biding our time, is it? I couldn't believe this at first. I didn't know this was a thing, but at every trip now, it's begun bigger and better. You decorate our window almost to the point where I feel like it needs its own luggage for what you bring. Where did you even hear about this? Why do you do this? What's going on? Do you have anything planned for this year? Go ahead.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. Not yet. Oh, Lord.
Not yet. The kids and I will be going to the craft store for inspiration, though. So decorating your window is like a thing that people do when they go to Disney. Like, people who go all the time, they know that this is what people do. They decorate their windows. So the first time we went, I didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, you know, people with decorations and lights and everything in their window. And I was like, you know, what the heck? Where was I on this? So let's see. What did we do when we went to Caribbean Beach? I had pom-poms, like different, like white and blue and stuff, pom-poms hanging on fishing wire.
Yeah.
And then I think I had our names on, like, Mickey heads or something?
That actually sounds pretty right.
Yeah, I can't exactly remember, but it always involves, like, somehow, like, Mejia family trip or end the year or something like that. Last October when we went, I know that we had... It was more of like a banner that said happy birthday, and it had the kids' birthdays and their names, you know, because we were there celebrating our birthdays.
All three of you guys have October birthdays.
Yep.
I'm the odd man out with the April one.
Yeah. When we just went recently, you and I actually made just a small window decoration.
Small.
And it said, like, happy 15-year wedding anniversary or something like that.
Yes.
So, it's fun. I like crafting. Anyone who knows me knows how much I love to craft.
Clearly.
So, yeah.
That's right. You know what? Now that you mentioned the word crafting. Oh,
here's the ones. Here, I just found the picture from the Caribbean Beach one. It had... I remember what it was. I made Minnie and Mickey shapes out of perler beads. And if you don't know what perler beads are, they're these little plastic beads that you put on, like, this tray with little spikes, kind of holds it in place. And then you iron them together. So I made Mickey and Minnie heads, and I strung them on ribbon. And in between, like, vertically.
Yeah.
And then in between the stripes of Mickey and Minnie's, I had the pom-pom, like little snowflake pom-pom kind of.
Right.
Yeah, that's what that was. And I used suction cups from the dollar store to stick them to the window.
Gotcha. Well, what I was going to say was you reminded me with your crafting. I remember you and Olivia made gifts for the princesses, because one of the trips... was like a meet the princess only type thing. What did you make them?
Oh, that was like me and Olivia's thing. We were going to try to meet all the princesses.
Yes.
Especially the ones she hadn't met. So we made different things for them. We made them out of the perler beads again.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look on Pinterest for pictures and to figure out how to make these things. And we just made, like, different ones. Like, for Anna, we made an Olaf for Elsa, we made a snowflake.
So you don't make ones of them?
I did, actually. For Merida, we actually made a Merida and gave it to her.
Right.
The same with Elena. We made a frog for Tiana. We made one of the little mice, the little female mice that helped Cinderella sew her dress.
Uh-huh.
We made one of those little mice in the blue dress and gave it to Cinderella. And then I don't know if anyone knows what the palace pets are, but Olivia's really into the palace pets. And so we made them for their, you know, respective princesses, like Rapunzel, Aurora, Mulan, Belle, Pocahontas, Ariel, and Jasmine. And we gave them all their little pets.
I remember you telling me this was going to happen. I couldn't believe, I didn't realize the princesses could accept gifts.
They can. They can accept money. Oh, and Barry, of course, for Snow White.
Well, you already give them a lot of money when you walk in that place.
They won't accept money, but they can accept little trinkets or gifts that are made for them.
Huh.
And I think Olivia is probably going to want to make some stuff this year. She really, really enjoyed doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And giving it to the princesses. She loves to give things away. So I think we'll try to come up with something else for this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I think back to that trip, because we've been on quite a few of them, and I seem to recall you finally convinced me to not wear a t-shirt that involves either the Orioles or the Ravens. Because when I go somewhere, I want people to know where I'm from, you know, yeah. Represent. But you finally convinced me to wear like a Christmas Mickey Mouse shirt.
Yes.
Do you have anything in the pipeline? I know you got little schemes and plans.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about trying to get us matching shirts this year for maybe the Christmas party.
Like we're like the Halloween party we went to last year, we had the exact same shirt on. Did we not?
No, they were all four different shirts, but they were the same theme. Like they were Mickey heads or Minnie heads that were Halloween. Like one looked like a vampire or a mummy or whatever. And the grown-up shirts had four across the chest. Mine being different mini ones and yours being different Mickey ones.
Okay.
And then the kids' ones had them all over the shirts. And actually, they have similar shirts this year. They always have family shirts like that, where they have ones for the kids and the parents that are, they're all a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
but then they match.
Huh.
So, they haven't put out the Christmas ones yet.
But you're scheming and planning.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to buy the shirts from Disney or if I want to find someone on Etsy who sells, like, the decals and you can get them customized.
Okay.
And then we know someone who has one of the t-shirt presses. So we'll see. That's definitely also something. If you're going to a party, it's fun.
Admittedly. Yes. I mean, if you're going to...
It's great for the pictures.
Yes, and Lord knows I love pictures. I'm a big fan of the photo... what's it called? PhotoPass?
PhotoPass, yeah, yes.
I'm a big proponent of that.
Memory maker.
I know it costs $169
right. If you buy it in advance.
But I'm definitely a big proponent of that. And yes, you're right. You know, when you have little kids... It does look cute to have them all matchy-matchy and everything, and, you know, I'm not the worst jerk ever.
Yep, so also, like, not just our matching outfits, but I like to buy the kids' stuff that kind of goes together. So, like, I'll have to... Last year we went for Halloween. The kids had Halloween Disney shirts for every day we were there.
They did.
But, you know, a lot of them I got on sale or on clearance. You know, I'll buy them, after the holiday, and I'll buy them big enough for the next year. You know, when they're on clearance. So I need to go through all the Christmas shirts and see what's going to fit them this year and what isn't. And then decide what I'm doing. Their Hollywood Studio Day, though, those outfits have already been bought.
Oh, the Star Wars outfits, right?
Yes.
Of course.
We found, like, actual Star Wars, like, Jedi training, like, workout clothes at the Disney store on clearance. So, yeah, that's what they're wearing. Like, Olivia's outfit is meant to look like a sports bra with a tank top over top of it with matching, like, workout pants. And they have, like, lightsabers all over them.
Which is a huge difference from the first time she did Jedi training, where she was dressed up as Rey.
Yeah.
So when they put the little robe over her, she looked like she fit in that world more than other kids, because the other kids were just wearing regular outfits. And now you're going to have her wearing the kind of outfit you'd wear to the gym.
Yeah. Well, her Rey outfit doesn't so much fit her anymore.
No, but you can always go and buy her more galactic clothing.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to do this on a budget.
That's true. All the money should go towards the the trip itself.
Exactly.
As opposed to the clothing.
That's why when it comes to the outfit planning, it's fun for me because I like to do it over a period of time and find things as they're on sale or clearance, you know. That way, I'm not trying to spend a whole bunch of money.
That's one of my favorite things about these trips, is that it's not just like a, hey, let's just pack up and go. This is almost like a year-long thing for you.
Yeah, this is what keeps me excited. This is what keeps me going to work every day.
And that's why we're doing, yeah. And that's what started us with the idea of having a podcast, that we talk about this almost every day. Why not lay it down and try to let other people in on the conversation?
Yeah.
So you got anything else planned for our upcoming trip so far? Anything new? You always have something new to surprise you with. Apparently we had 800 dining reservations last week.
I canceled them all.
No, you didn't.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. Well, the kids and I really need to come up with our window decorations. I need to start working on the magic bands. So, and then Olivia needs to think about if she wants to make something for the princesses. The other thing that we like to do is we like to come up with something different to get autographed.
Right.
Every year. Because, you know, you can only have so many autographs of the same characters in, you know, the same way.
Yeah.
So we have a Disney character dictionary, and we always take that with us to get anyone that we've never met before. So we have that we always take, but then there is this website, and it slips my mind right now.
We were recording this so late, you're so tired.
But they make giant pins.
Okay.
That actually even have magnets on the back, and they're actually hanging on our refrigerator. But we have Halloween ones, and we have Christmas ones, and the characters think they're super fun to autograph. You know, the big pins, the big six-inch pins. We've done a picture frame.
Going back to the pins, Mary Poppins loved my Yondu pin. That says,
yes, they also make fun Disney pins that you can wear, and
I
think it's called like park bound buttons or something like that.
I was so excited to meet, I had never met Mary Poppins. I didn't really care to meet Mary Poppins, but it was the pin that I had that says, I'm Mary Poppins, y'all, and she thought it was hilarious. I didn't get her to autograph it though, but
she probably would have,
but I wanted Michael Rooker to autograph that if I ever meet the dude.
Chances are slim.
Slim to none. Yeah, I don't really like pay for going to cons and stuff that they go to. Did you find the website?
Yeah, it's called Park parkboundbuttons.com.
Parkboundbuttons.com. What do they have right now?
So the 6-inch buttons right now, they have Halloween ones.
Mm-hmm.
They just have regular ones that say Parkbound. They have It's My Birthday ones.
It's my birthday.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure the closer it gets to Christmas, they'll put out a Christmas one.
Yeah.
You just have to keep checking.
Hmm.
But they have a lot of cool stuff there. And, of course, Etsy, I find you can get really great Magic Band decals on Etsy.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So, nothing else about our current trip yet, right? Because it's still too far away to really have a lot of details.
Yeah, so what I've been doing is kind of talking to the kids and finding out exactly what they want to ride and what they don't want to ride. I pretty much know what Olivia likes to ride because she's been on them all before. But this will be the first time Camden is actually tall enough to ride some of these bigger rides.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to get his, gauge his reaction and see.
He wants to ride everything, but he's not tall enough to ride everything.
That's true, but he will be tall enough to ride things like Expedition Everest this year.
I don't know how he's going to ride it without me in the thing, because I'm not good on that.
I guess I'll have to ride it twice, once with each kid.
Rider switch.
Yeah. Rider switch because Daddy can't ride it, not because the little kid. And if anyone doesn't know what rider switch is, if you have a child that is too small to ride a ride, what you do is you ask to do rider switch. And so what happens is one of you stands in line with the child you're going to ride with while the other one watches the other kids, and they give you a rider switch pass. And then when you come back for the second parent to be able to ride, they actually get to go through the fast pass line.
Right.
So that's how Olivia ended up riding Star Tours 6 times.
Yeah.
Because Camden wasn't tall enough.
Yeah. Well, our kids are kind of restless tonight, so it's a good time to kind of wind this down. But before we do, a couple things. We said that we would answer questions. And today we actually received a question, which we answered in person, but it's good to lay it down to. Especially considering that I got a text from my cousin Joshua, who was supposed to be our guest. And if you've ever seen the movie, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Russell Brand's character tells, what's his face? I can't think of his name. Jason Segel's character, that you deserve a medal or an Olade or a cuddle from someone, because he couldn't understand how we do this all the time, or every year, all four parks, here and there. So, and that's, I guess, maybe he didn't think it out or plan it out well enough, especially from what I hear, it was super hot.
So, well, it's August in Florida.
Right. So the question was asked to us. It's a pretty general, broad question, but one of the best times to go?
It really depends on... I mean, to me, it depends on your family, of course, because not everyone's okay with taking their kids out of school.
True, true.
The week after Thanksgiving is generally considered one of the best weeks to go,
mm-hmm.
as are, I think, the first couple weeks in December
mm-hmm.
are usually a little quiet. Once you get closer to Christmas, you know, all bets are off.
Right.
January is a good time to go. Especially because of the weather. It's much more mild. But you still want to avoid holiday weekends.
Okay.
And then, you know, once you start getting into end of March and into April, then you just got to be careful about spring break and kind of find out, you know, different schools and stuff do different spring breaks. And spring break is always a very busy time. So I would personally avoid spring break. The beginning of May was pretty good. We were there beginning of May.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't too hot. And it wasn't very busy. I didn't think it was super busy.
No, it was pretty good.
And to be honest with you, if you can handle the heat, the summer has actually become a not as busy time as it used to be.
Right, okay.
I think people are starting to really go these times that used to be off season, and now they're much busier, and the summer isn't as busy. If you keep track of the wait times for this summer have not been that bad.
But the heat is rough.
But the heat is rough, and but you got to find ways to deal with it. We're going to have to find a way when we go next year.
That's, you know, next year, next July.
Cooling 4th. Towels, fans, afternoon breaks. Like, these are just all things you have to consider.
Which is hard for me, because I like to just go, go, go. I don't like to have a break. All right.
In that kind of heat, you kind of have to. And drink lots and lots of water. You can get free water.
The free water, it doesn't taste good.
When you're that hot and thirsty, it tastes delicious.
That is true. I mean, like, it.
You can go to any quick service restaurant and ask for a glass of ice water, and they will give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
They usually have them pre-made up, actually.
Yeah, they do, right. And yeah. I said, it's not the world's best water, but it's when it's free and it's hot, it's the best water on earth.
Yep.
So, all right, before we go, the kids were pretty hyped about this. As I saw it myself, Darkwing Duck's inferior cousin, DuckTales, had their season finale. I didn't realize that this show had a season finale because the original one wasn't like that or whatever. But a lot of hype because they brought back a character that they haven't had since the 1930s, Donald's twin sister, Della Duck. And I just thought that was worth pointing out because, again, the original series didn't have Della Duck.
No one ever really knew who Huey, Dewey, and the other one.
Louie.
they call him on the show.
No, well, there's Huey, Dewey, and Louie. There's Huey, Dewey, Sonny, Jim. The kids claim that there's one. It's Huey, the third one, and Sonny Jim. I guess not. Scrooge calls them all
contradictory. Scrooge forgets their names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Della Duck was first mentioned in a Donald Duck newspaper comic strip in the 30s, and I believe there may have been a little animated short with Della Duck.
So we're going to get to meet Della Duck in the next season of DuckTales?
Della Duck is...
in outer space?
Yeah, as I recall, like she had taken Scrooge's rocket ship. Yeah, so you finally get to meet the triplets' mother / Donald's twin sister. And she's played by, what is her name? Paget Brewster. She was on Criminal Minds, or one of my personal favorite shows, Annie Richter Controls the Universe.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know I like her. So she will be, I guess, coming on the second season of DuckTales. But I know the kids were kind of excited about it. I think it's kind of a big deal because it's a new character you haven't seen since the night. A rarely mentioned character.
I mean, obviously, Huey, Dewey, and Louie have a mother somewhere, but I never gave it much thought.
I know people get hyped over the, what's his name? Oswald the rabbit.
Yeah.
Because I know that was, you know, Donald's first thing. But, like, you know, I just now kind of want to see some Della love because it's a new character you haven't seen since the 30s.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
So, once we're done here, I'm going to go and do one of the other things that we're doing to kind of keep ourselves hyped about our Disney trip is reading a series of Disney books to the kids.
It's all Disney around here.
So this is actually a series of books that's written by another author,
mm-hmm.
but she was, you know, given the go ahead by Disney to use the characters and to reimagine them a little bit. After she wrote the first one, they liked it so much that she turned it into a series. So the first one was a standalone book. And then the rest of them, it became a series with... They're not like a series per se, but there's characters that are intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they're reimaginings and like the real story behind the villains. So right now I'm reading the kids the first one, which is Fairest of Them All. It's the true story of the Evil Queen.
Well, true for a fictional character.
Right. The background story of the Evil Queen. And then once we finish that one, the second one is about the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is about Ursula.
Wait, back up.
Who is Trident's sister in this reimagining.
Back up.
The Beast.
The Beast is the villain of the movie, just like I talked about in the first episode of our podcast.
He's not per se the villain.
He's in a villain book?
He's not a very nice guy.
Didn't you tell me he was like...
And then he learns his lesson.
Didn't you tell me he was Gaston's like best friend or something in that book?
Sure. They were BFF.
Sorry, spoiler alert for anybody.
And then Gaston turned on him.
So Gaston turned into a good guy.
No. He turned into a bad guy. Because the Beast became the good guy.
You say potato, I say best friend.
Okay, Gonzo. And then, like, okay, so... Wicked Queen, Beauty and the Beast, Ursula... And then Maleficent, and the newest one that just came out at the beginning, or sometime in July, Mother Gothel.
Huh.
So...
I like Mother Gothel.
Yeah. I personally am halfway through the Ursula book myself, because I want to read them before I read them to the kids to make sure there's no parts that are going to scare them.
Right.
But then I'm partway through reading the kids the first book. So this is something that also keeps us going. We read Disney books. We watch Disney movies. We try to watch Disney movies we haven't seen.
Good luck with that.
No, I mean, recently we saw WALL-E for the first time.
That is true. I was kind of a jerk about that movie for 10 years.
It was great.
I cried. I'm not afraid to admit it. But
it's a great movie.
I just want to go back to something you just said a minute ago. These are villain books, right?
Yeah.
So you know who needs to read the next book?
Captain Hook.
Dr. Draken. I got all three references in. So on that note, I'm going to call it a ball. And I want to thank everyone for listening this week. And hopefully next week we'll have a guest on talking about their past trip. So thank you again for listening. From Kevin.
And Amy.
Good night.